Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving your grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today's Savage or Sensible comes to us from Team PXY bad dates from earlier. We talked to Ashley, who there was a lot of things that were wrong with this date.
A lot to unpack, for sure.
If you missed it, you can always get caught up at 98pxy.com or through the radio.com app. But this was one that really stuck out to us.
We get to the restaurant, and like he sits on the same side as me. Oh. And then he says to me, this is your better side.
Now, the comment, don't even worry about the comment. I mean, that just goes to show what kind of monster this guy is. But today's Savage or Sensible, sitting on the same side of the table while on a date. This
Corey
forever,
is flipping out in the studio right
this,
now.
This forever has been one of my just... I know it's irrational. I completely get that it's irrational. But whenever I see it, like, it makes my blood boil. And I don't know, for a while, we got this tweet. Okay, we got a tweet from our buddy Jace. You can always tweet us at 98PXY Rochester. And he said there's a couple at work that do this on their lunch break while sharing a set of earbuds and watching video.
No.
He says it drives me nuts, but at the same time, I'm very jealous of them. Now, I thought before that maybe that's where this came from. It was because, you know, I was sad and lonely and single and alone. And that was it. I was, you know, I secretly deep down wished that it...
No.
I had someone to sit next to.
If you and St. Courtney ever did this out, I would never speak to you again.
So, it's I don't know, it's not that. It still makes me mad to this day. So, it's not the jealousy thing. And it's just so, it's awkward.
First of all, my thing is like, doesn't your neck hurt? Like, you're trying to talk to this person next to you. Your neck is cranked.
It's really hard to keep eye contact, right?
You're close and touching. It's why wouldn't you just be face to face across from someone, carry on a nice conversation, connect eye contact? Everything about this is just I'm gagging. I'm gagging.
So we're on the same side here. We're both saying this is savage. And you can vote too, by the way, 98pxy.com. Go vote there, or you can just text in the keyword vote, VOTE, to 69822. But there are some pro side sitters out there.
Okay, so if you've ever been on a date, we want to hear about it. You can text us. But I want to know, for someone like Corey and me, I mean, I don't really like it that much either. Would this be a deal breaker for you?
Yeah.
Sitting on the same side of...
Well, again, going back to what Ashley said for Team PXY bad dates, not only did, you know, he not ask, he then also dropped...
We get to the restaurant and like he sits on the same side as me.
Without asking,
and then he says to me, this is your better side.
Great.
Oh, sure he did.
Great.
Why wouldn't he say that?
But again, yes, there are pro side sitters. And if you are one, if you do this, explain us. Just look, we'll hear you out.
Exactly.
We're not going to attack.
No.
We want to get your side of the story. Jamie checking in on Twitter as well, saying, I love sitting on the same side of the table, especially if it's a particularly loud place or a large table. It helps with the conversation. I don't have to pretend I've heard something when I haven't.
Okay, so I'm a server, like for one of my like 9 other jobs that I do.
Yeah, you have like 19 jobs.
So when I see people sitting on the same side of the booth, normally, more often than not, they're very touchy, very close, doing things in a restaurant that... they probably shouldn't be doing.
I'm like,
not going to go into much detail.
Really?
But I'm just saying.
Really?
A lot of touching, a lot of PDA, things that should be left for the comfort of your own home.
So are you saying that side sitters are perverts? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's a hot take,
I'll go
with that.
All right, jump in for today's Savage or Sensible. Getting a ton of comments on Facebook. Abby's actually a reformed side sitter, as we're now calling them, says my first Valentine's Day / birthday dinner with my now fiance, we sat on the same side. We are obsessed with each other since it was so new. Now I want my elbow room. Goodbye. So, okay. Maybe that's it. So, it's people who are like just like newly in love that just need to be so close to each other.
Someone checking in on the text line at 69822. People who sit on the same side of the booth are just freaking weird. Those people are psychopaths. Savage.
Well, I mean, you did call them perverts as well, based on...
You said that!
I know, I was reading into your context. As a server, you've worked as a server for years, and yes. You say, whenever people are sitting on the same side, sometimes there's a little bit of hanky-panky going
things
on.
Things get a little weird. Maybe doing some things they probably shouldn't be doing in public.
Maybe some napkins where they shouldn't be.
I'm not going to be going into much detail, because well, I might lose
our,
my job.
Let's keep our FCC license. Some people don't care. Tanya says, I don't care as long as there's food. Just saying.
Oh, very food motivated by Tanya.
Right. Melinda, Savage, how do you have a conversation with eye contact?
That's plus, what I was saying.
You don't want to share your elbow room. It's so mad.
Just see my space. It's called like a personal bubble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to be cuddling on a date out in public at a restaurant? You don't have to.
Again, Breeze, we're in alignment here when it comes to this. We both think it's savage. Mm-hmm. But again, there are pro side sitters checking in. This texter, depends how long you've been together. It's not really that weird. I enjoy sitting next to my boyfriend. We can people watch from the same side.
Okay, so here's where I'm going to like backpedal just a second.
No, don't hedge.
If I see two old people sitting on the same side of the booth, that's like kind of cute to me.
Why does it make it okay? Just because you can do whatever you want when you're old?
Well, yeah. Kind of gives you a free pass.
Is it like, oh, wow, it's really nice to even made it out? Is that why? Is it because their walkers have to go on the other side? Like, well, I don't understand.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. We'll settle this one. I can't imagine how it's going to go. Again, Savage or Sensible, sitting on the same side of the table while on a date. 84% of the people voting say...
Savagery. First poll I've ever won on Team PXY.
And I was on the same side.
Got a topic for Team PXY, Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.